The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Weather we've had this spring, but the ticks that are already out are totally giving me the heebie-jeebies. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I'm on a tick roll again. A neighbor's dog came in with one on it this spring, just from being in the backyard, so my awareness has definitely gone up a notch. And since we're out hiking a lot more, I'm turning into a total tick fanatic. So I wanted to give you a few suggestions on how you can avoid picking up ticks, whether from your own property or when you're out for a hike, and what to do to remove them if you do find a hitchhiker when you get home. So the best thing you can do at home is to keep your lawn trimmed and minimize the places ticks can hide within your landscape. Ticks like to hang out in the grass, and they will attach to whatever warm-blooded creature comes their way. This means you might also want to trim the lower branches and shrubs to reduce the places ticks can hide. If your property is adjacent to a wooded area, install a 3-foot-wide barrier of gravel or wood chips along the perimeter. This helps prevent the ticks from jumping from the woods and brush to your yard. And since ticks often hitch a ride on deer, it's another reason to employ measures to keep the four-legged ones out of your yard. That 7-foot-high fence seems like a better idea all the time. But what can you do if you're living or recreating in tick country and you're immersed in their habitat? What I'm learning with my obsessive paranoid research is that the DEET sprays that are often recommended aren't as effective as we'd like them to be. The best option is a permethrin-based treatment, whether it's infused into your clothing or as a spray. Permethrin will actually kill the ticks, so this is a good thing. You can buy clothes that retain their insecticidal qualities for up to 70 washings, or there are many products you can use to treat your own, although they won't last nearly as long. There are also permethrin sprays to douse your clothing. Typically, you spray it and allow it to dry for 2 to 4 hours before wearing it, not right before you're going to go for a hike. Since wearing an insecticide goes against my nature, I prefer the spray to use on socks and the lower parts of my pants to limit the exposure. But depending on the level of ticks in your area, you might want full body protection. So what do you do if you've come home and you need to check for ticks? You got to make sure there's nothing on your body that you brought into the house. So your first thing, you have to be vigilant. Check for ticks every evening or as soon as you return from an outing is actually the best way. When we come home from a hike, especially if it's an area known for lots of ticks, it's standard practice to immediately change and throw our clothes in the washing machine. Don't throw them in the laundry basket or on the floor, because I've had friends who found ticks in their rooms when they did that. Then immediately get into the shower and carefully go over yourself for ticks. If you have thick hair, you might want to have someone go through it closely before hopping into the shower or bath to make sure none of those little parasites are hiding in the hairline. I've had quite a few friends, that's typically where we find them, is somewhere within the hair. So even ask a friend to go over your scalp to make sure you don't have any on you. If you have to remove ticks, you just have to take a deep breath and do it right. I've had to remove a few in my lifetime, thankfully, from people's scalps and from my dog, and it's never pleasant. I never fail to be completely creeped out by the whole procedure. First of all, forget the match, the petroleum jelly, or any of those old-fashioned treatments. You want the tick out as quickly and as cleanly as possible. The best way is to take a pair of clean tweezers and disinfect them with alcohol, if at all possible, and grasp the tick as close to the skin as you possibly can. Pull upwards with a firm pressure. The ideal scenario is to completely remove the tick without leaving mouth parts in the skin. But according to the CDC, if some of the mouth parts remain, you should be able to clean the area and allow it to heal. Now, you might want to put the tick in some alcohol to take it to the doctor's office. If you develop a problem, sometimes they will be able to test it to have a better idea of what disease you're dealing with from the bite. Don't squish the tick with your hand, because it can spread any diseases like that. And be sure to thoroughly wash your hands when you're done. Ticks are not fun, but it's just part of being outside, especially in the spring. If you take proactive measures and be vigilant, you'll be able to stay safe throughout the season. I'm Amy Grisak, and if you want to learn more about ticks and about other pests in your lawn and garden, please visit my pest patrol blog on plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.